Wyoming is facing a budget deficit mostly due to revenue shortfalls from energy companies and a loss in sales tax revenue. Lawmakers are starting to realize that they may need to raise money through taxes or fee increases. But while education funding has the attention of lawmakers, local government, specifically cities and towns, fear that they are being left out of the revenue conversation. Without more money, communities say they will continue to struggle to provide services.
So with that comes fully, they all have the 380 vacation hours.
Earlier this month, the Joint Revenue Committee met to hold its first of a series of meetings on how to raise revenue to fund state services following a number of funding reductions. Mineral severance taxes provide 70% of the state's revenue. Because of the downturn in energy prices, the state's share of that money has decreased. Senate Revenue Committee Chairman Ray Peterson says it is time citizens make up for that deficit.
We need more citizens' participation in those revenue sources and that revenue stream to help us get out of this boom-bust cycle that we've been in for the last 100 years in Wyoming. I mean, it's time to face reality.
Local government is hoping to get its share of the money, but during the meeting, State Senator Dave Kinski told some city officials that the courts have mandated that most of the new state revenue will go to education.
And no matter how much it costs, the legislature has to fund it. And the legislature can't use a lack of money as any excuse. And quote, all other considerations in the budget are secondary, unquote.
So where does that put local government? Cities and towns may be forced to implement their own tax increases. In Laramie, Mayor Andy Somerville says the city council is kicking around several ideas.
Beer tax or entertainment tax, things along those lines that the council could implement. We're also looking at some of the exemptions, like right now professional services are exempt from sales tax. If you're a lawyer or a consultant, you don't have to charge sales tax on that bill. For Laramie, that's a pretty big thing. We have a pretty good brain trust in Laramie, a lot of consulting going on there.
Wyoming Association of Municipalities Director Rick Kaysen is kicking the tires on a municipal tax that could provide funds outside of a sales tax.
Specifically for the residents within that municipality to raise revenues that would be able to meet some of the requirements, the needs within that municipality.
Kaysen says WAM is conducting a revenue survey to see what other states are doing. But this is not something cities and towns can do on their own. They will need legislative action to be able to generate their own revenue. Right now, communities can impose and ask voters to support a sales tax. Kaysen notes that communities lose sales tax money when the state faces a bust, which has led to many layoffs and budget cuts across the state. Douglas Mayor Bruce Jones says the ability to raise local revenue is a must.
The major concerns is if we don't have the capability of raising a tax or being able to raise funds, then where are we going to get it from? If we have a downtick in sales tax and we have no help anywhere else, we have to cut all our services down like we've been doing.
Communities have had similar requests thwarted over the years for any number of reasons. Laramie Representative and House Minority Floor Leader Kathy Connolly was among those that didn't want Laramie to be forced to raise its own revenue, believing that was up to the state. But she's changing her mind.
I've become convinced that that's reasonable and that the state restrictions on municipalities and counties for raising their own taxes probably need to be lessened. And what we do here in Albany County, what Laramie might choose to do, might be different than what Cheyenne or Gillette or Sundance chooses to do.
In other words, if some places want to focus on fee increases, they can. If others want a specific type of tax, they can get that too. The issue figures to get a lot more discussion before anything gets implemented. And it might backfire locally, where citizens may rebel when it comes to paying more for services. But Mayor Jones is not worried.
It may be a political nightmare. I'm not here because of politics. I'm here to do what is right for my city.
Members of the Joint Revenue Committee seem open to changing the law. The committee will be meeting on the revenue situation for the next several months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.